Hey, welcome to Crippled System, episode 38. This is Katie, Bad Horse on the forums.
And what do you do?
Oh, not much of anything.
Excellent.
This is Jeremy, Valiant 418 on the forums, and I play Rhett and Legion.
This is Andy, Major Tusk on the forums, and I play Procrastination.
This is Brian, Carnage for You on the forums, and I watch my favorite TV shows all come to a close this summer.
Yeah, I do like that you just mathed out that
Burn
the next
Notice
3 weeks.
Next they're... week, Dexter in 2 weeks, and then Breaking Bad in 3 weeks, which is the epic of all of them. I just Breaking Bad's all in my brain. I go to work and everyone just talks about Breaking Bad. It's all, yeah. If we don't work, we just talk about Breaking Bad.
I watched the first episode and it was sad, so I stopped watching.
You should keep watching, because then there's happy stuff too, and then more sad stuff.
More sad really stuff.
There's happy stuff too.
Happy stuff.
I don't want to watch a sad show.
First episode isn't that sad.
It's pretty sad.
Well, the guy's got terminal cancer. But what about fuck you and your eyebrows? That was funny.
The guy's got terminal cancer. His kid is picked on, like, whoa, which is not nice.
And his wife's really annoying.
This kid isn't picked on.
Yeah, it is.
Is he? What?
Yeah, they're in the store and they're making fun of his.
Oh yeah.
His
oh
kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess so. Hey, don't worry. If that he's cool.
He's
got
good.
A social life and everything. Like he's.
Yeah. Like, does he die? Is that what you're trying to?
No,
tell
no,
me?
No, nothing.
The show's not over, so we can't really.
You don't know.
Fully
it could happen.
But oh, like in all honesty, like that, you don't have to worry about that. Like it's not like an ongoing thing where he just gets mocked for being a cerebral palsy monster or something.
No.
Terminal cancer doesn't go away, though.
See, the show is the last 15 out. Minutes of the show, I talked about five people, and everyone during the last 15 minutes of the show, all they wanted to do was throw up because the tension was so insane. Like, so I needed a bucket because I couldn't believe what was happening, and it was like, it seemed to be happy, but you knew it wasn't because you knew the crazy neo-Nazis were coming with their machine guns, and you were very, very sad because they were going to shoot the really cool character in the face.
Nobody has ever really said they're Nazis.
Except for the swastikas on their necks.
Yeah, you know, that's not specifically
they have called
Nazi,
them white
though.
Supremacists.
They're Nazi
yes.
friendly.
Okay, so there's a Venn diagram with cultures that use the swastika yeah. and people who are white supremacists,
yeah.
and the overlap of that Venn diagram is Nazis.
He does have a little bit of a point there. A
little bit. Yeah.
So my co-worker thinks that it'll just start next week, and a couple of the main characters will be dead, and everyone will be sad. I think it's gonna start. All the bad guys will be dead. There'll be some cool 80s rock play, and the two main characters will be high-fiving, and that'll be like the intro.
That's just what like, you think will happen.
Yeah.
They'll jump and high-five and freeze.
Yeah,
and
freeze.
High-five.
So that's my delusion of myself.
That sounds like something that would happen in Breaking Bad.
Yeah. And then cut away to them just slowly dying.
Right. No, yeah, cuts away, and then the show ends.
As in their death throws, yeah. their no, visions.
That's your vision, yeah. Well, I mean, the
like
show
an
ends.
Incident in Owl Creek?
Yeah.
So
you said, yeah, like you know that story?
No.
Yeah, okay.
The last season of
I was dropping
of
your. I was dropping
episodes left.
I was trying to be the most obscure literary reference I've ever done, so.
I wouldn't be able to finish it. I'm not a finisher.
That's true.
I read this.
I really wish
Jeremy's never been able to get you to finish, is what you're saying.
I was letting that one go.
No.
It was too horrible. And it was obvious. It was too obvious.
It was too obvious.
Was too
I regret
obvious.
Everything.
You should.
We're not even through our entire intro.
Technically, we did stop, but
yeah.
I derailed us with the Breaking Bad references. I could talk about Breaking Bad for the next.
I'll hour. Do that ever. Let's all. This is the new Breaking Bad podcast.
I am the one who knocks.
Oh, one knocks. Yeah. Fuck you and your eyebrows. I need a T-shirt that just says "Fuck you and your eyebrows."
Yo,
who are you,
bitches?
Bitch, fire in the hole, bitch.
Magnets.
Oh.
Magnets, yo.
I watched a video that was every time that Jesse said yo, bitch, or Mr. White in the entire series, and the video is like 10 minutes long.
Wow.
It's like, yo, bitch, bitch, Mr. White, yo, bitch, yo, Mr. White, Mr. White, Mr. White, and they're in order, too. It's great.
You ever watch the video from The Sopranos that has every single swear word that they've ever said?
I didn't see The Sopranos, but I did see a few movies, like the every fuck from Scarface and every
yeah.
fuck from Big Lebowski.
All the swear words equal to be about an hour and a half for The Sopranos for
yeah,
the entire
I can
season.
That.
What counts as swear words? Or is it
we
creative all, stuff
we
or is it
fuck
just
or, yeah,
yeah.
Shit.
What were the seven dirty
shit, fuck, Satan, death, sex, drugs, rape.
That is not true in the slightest.
No. That is the words that they were the PR campaign from Tipper Gore when they started putting in all the
I'm referencing
stickers.
The seven
words
dirds
you
can't
say
on television.
From, yeah. Well, from, yeah, Carlin's.
Yeah, Carlin's.
Yes.
And that was fuck shit, pussy, cock, motherfucker. There was a couple like weird ones. Like, I think piss was on there. It's like, piss, really?
Well, this is older. Well, this is back when, you know, people were crazy. Yeah.
What about the C word? It seems like that
Jeremy?
Would be on there.
That was too much even to say in his it's thing. Not even like, in that, that's off the chart.
Okay. That one makes everyone uncomfortable.
Hey, do you guys remember when you got in trouble at Denny's for saying the C word?
And the N word.
And like, the N word, yes.
And like, they literally, they literally
that is literally what we said.
They literally said the C word.
The words are actually shit, piss, fuck, cunt.
Oh, this is
cocksucker.
Andy said it.
Motherfucker and tits.
Tits?
Really?
Tits.
Yeah.
Hey, so interesting story. You know the nipples that you use on bottles?
Yeah.
My grandma calls them titties. Well, she did, but she's dead.
She doesn't call them that as much anymore.
Wow. She died 4 hours ago. It's really a tragic part of the story.
You quite make the story. It seem like that she died because she called them titties.
My grandma called them titties and she fell right over.
God smote her.
Anyway. Well, if she said it on television, yeah.
My name's Nathan.
By the way.
I have an announcement.
Yeah.
On Facebook, I posted the remaining number of t-shirts that we have for sale. It's a lot of double XLs of the black and white. I've already got some messages, but if people, when they get the podcast goes up tomorrow, there may be some left if they check out our Facebook page. I just said to PM Crippled System, and I will break down. It's like $20 a shirt. I probably charge like $4 shipping or $5 shipping, $5.
What about international? We did have somebody.
Well, was a German. If you're international, you are out of luck because I'm not going to.
Well, they could just pay for the shipping.
Someone else could be. I'm just too lazy to fill out the international form.
Those forms really? Are a pay. No, dude, no
there,
joke.
It's
if someone else is willing to be nice to our international fans, I will gladly have them do the work, do the shirt. I personally am too lazy. I take full responsibility.
I can ship it.
There you go. But it'll probably be like $10 shipping.
No.
More than that.
It'll probably be like $50 shipping. Whoa. International shipping's retarded.
But it's a shirt.
It's not too bad. It'll probably be about $15, $20.
I guess $12 to $15. Yeah. I've shipped enough.
It's gotten cheaper. I remember it used to be really...
Well, they just kind of throw it
maybe
in the
maybe I'm just shipping heavy stuff. But where I work, we do shipping like through UPS. And people be shipping like a book. And it'll be like $200.
Well,
it also depends how big it is. Like if you can get the shirts... Like
also,
nice
they're going to Africa a lot. Maybe Africa's
we'll
more
send
expensive
the shirts
than Europe.
In little. We'll send the shirts in envelopes like a little piece at a time. So we'll just send them a letter a month with like one cloth of the shirt.
Is there a way that we can vacuum seal? Somebody got like
that
one of those.
Sounds like a lot of work.
One of those like sealant vacuum.
I have things. A vacuum.
Right,
and some
vacuum,
tape. Just vacuum it just real quick. Slap some tape on there.
That'd probably work.
Make it smaller. I mean,
I can see right now going, maybe I shouldn't order that shirt. It's going to come in pieces.
I just shipped the bag from my vacuum with the shirt like in it because it got sucked through the hose.
There you go.
Bonus lint.
Apparently Katie thought that was really funny.
Lint's a funny word to Katie.
Moving on.
I have an announcement. I still have that event this Saturday.
You have an event Saturday.
That's true.
And if you haven't made a power node, you should make a power node because I don't want to have to make any.
That's working.
I did not make a power node.
You should.
Mm. You get 2 or 3 points.
You get aware. 3 points. The most points
does
available.
The cricket look like a power node?
Nope.
If you hit it with a hammer a bunch of times and glue the piece together.
My plan, I'm going to make 2 or 3 and I'm seriously just going to like glue a can of soda to a CD and then spray paint it gray and put some flock on the CD and say there's a power node.
Well, you're running events, so you need some backup things.
Just attach a digital watch to it.
I think you said dildo. Yeah. A dildo on a five. A dildo on a CD. Jeremy has a bunch of spares.
Giant floppy one, purple.
It's funny.
You get that black one from earlier episode.
Dildo bat from Saints Row 3.
Yeah. No, I was talking about the dildo.
Yeah,
that's
the dildozer.
On the front.
Well,
of
Travis is coming here.
Actually, it's not the dildozer. I keep thinking that because that's a common mistake.
No,
the car with the dildo on it is not the dildozer. His car doesn't have a name, I don't think. The dildozer's got the big ram.
Stop. Please.
I'm putting it down slowly. I touched it on accident. It was completely.
How did you touch it on accident?
I had my hand on it. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm touching something. Anything
he didn't touch it on accident. It was subconscious. It's like sleepwalking. He just subconsciously fidgets and
seriously?
Messes with the microphone.
My hands aren't moving anymore.
Straight jacket or mittens for you?
Or something.
Mittens. Mittens would be funnier.
Boxing gloves would be fine. I couldn't.
Like, you could wear the straight. We could all cosplay as the Weasels from Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and you can be the one with the straight jacket.
There you go.
I'll be the one with the green zoot suit.
Aww.
Katie can be the one with the green zoot suit. Jeremy's the dumb one with the baseball bat with the nail through.
Well, clearly. You had me at the first one, the first part of the description.
I'll take up smoking.
The other upcoming event, so yours is a 25-point convergence launch event. And then on October 5th, I have the 50-point four-round play each list once steamroller event.
You're leaving out the important details.
Well, I'm getting...
Well, there's
going to be four raffles throughout that. Well, actually, there's a raffle... One of the first players is going to get to choose one of the three minor prizes, but the Butcher is a full-on raffle. Butcher 3B. And it's a complete kit. I haven't even... Oh, I got the package at home. I haven't even opened
it. It's still shrink-wrapped.
It could be any piece. It could be in pieces. Who knows what it is. But I'll have the Butcher 3. I'll have the Steel Soul, Keg Bear, all the Keg Bear models.
You know, the Weasels, now that Andy pulled up a picture of them, there were originally going to be seven of them because they were going to be a parody of the Seven Dwarves. They're going to be like the evil Seven Dwarves.
That would have been amazing.
They got bored drawing them.
That would have been better.
But there's five of them and there's five of us. It's perfect.
Smarty wasn't spoken for,
I guess you're
Smarty.
I'm not Smarty.
Okay, I'll be Smarty.
You can be Wheezy.
And that's the thing, who's going to be Wheezy? So obviously Jeremy's stupid. Katie called dibs on Greasy.
That's true.
Brian's psycho just because he needs the straitjacket, and so that leaves the smoker and the wise guy. If I'm Smarty because I'm the guy who talks way too much, that means Andy is Wheezy.
Well,
I would be Smarty because I also like his outfit.
That's cool. Because it's also a zoot suit.
You have to wear the outfit.
As a kid, I always thought Psycho was the coolest. I thought straight jackets
were
cool.
Is that going to be your outfit for Lock and Loaded next year? We'll have to walk around like that.
Well, at Adepticon, they do the team tournament where we have to have a theme. There's our theme.
Yep.
Five-person team.
It'd be hard to play a game with a straight jacket.
It's not tied.
Yeah, it's not actually tied.
It's basically just like having long sleeves.
No, but he has no hands.
I mean, he has them. They're just in the thingies.
All right. Well,
Brian has to pick up all the models with his mouth. It'll be fine.
He does have a straight razor in his hand, though. So
that'll make winning easy. Our opponent's clocked out.
We need you to get like checked a mohawk out. Going, though.
Yeah.
For Brian. He's got to get like a spiky thing.
Yeah, he definitely does.
I'll work on that.
And I had to buy a beanie, clearly.
You have the look down already.
Damn it. We're not giving Jeremy a baseball bat with a nail in it.
I had fun with that. That'd be great.
No.
Somebody has to take up smoking. That's
not it.
You've got a pipe.
I have a pipe.
They have the candy cigarettes, though.
Those are delicious.
And they have the bubblegum cigars. So we're set.
I've never had a bubblegum cigar.
It'd be great if they had a bubblegum pipe.
They probably do.
They have the bubble pipes, but not bubblegum.
I don't know
about
bubblegum, but yeah.
Are the bubblegum pipes illegal in Florida?
I don't know.
So dumb. They had all pipes in Florida. Like all of them, not just like glass pot pipes.
Well, if you use a pipe, you're obviously going to kill somebody. So
or you're just like a 90-year-old hillbilly who likes corncob pipes, or you're a hipster.
Yeah.
One of those annoying Reddit people with a fedora.
So if Alex is kind of cruising through Florida, he'll get his pipe and his hat, and he'll be like, get out, you crazy. You know, of course, it's only because he's a hipster,
not because of any other reason. Mm-hmm. When cops randomly pull over Alex, it's due to his pipe.
Yeah.
And his
That's
hat.
The problem.
Yep.
Driving while hipster.
Well, the sad part of it is like 90% of the Florida population is old people.
They probably like pipes.
My brother talked to me after listening to the episode with Alex, and he's like, Nate, I was really confused because I started listening to the episode. I'm like, man, they're really racist this episode. And then like halfway through the episode, he's like, oh, Alex is black. Okay. Without that knowledge, we just sounded like, because we just kept talking smack about black people and everything.
We don't normally sound racist.
Well, we were just, it was crank to 11.
Do we edit that out?
We were just extra racist.
Oh, extra racist. I'm like, we're pretty racist.
Yeah, but
we have the medias and everything.
We were more focused about it that way.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of racism,
okay,
sounds like a great segue.
I was reading the Cracked article, like seven people we all hate.
Yeah,
and the one about
was black people.
No, so there's this
Chinese, Mexican.
Yes, all of these. Good story.
That was the whole list. It was just seven races we hate. And somehow it got published. Like, no one knows how it snuck through.
Well, obviously the white guy published it, obviously.
But whites were number one, so it was okay.
Are you going to tell us the story, Katie?
Katie, tell the story.
We all just
There's a really extreme church group who goes around.
Oh, yeah, the Westboro Baptist Church.
The Westboro Baptist. And they went to a funeral to protest a veteran's funeral.
Yeah, they do that all the time.
Which is weird.
They're awful.
No, yeah, because they
believe. But anyway, there was a guy there that was like the head of a KKK clan, and he went and stopped him.
Yeah, like terrible the local. People. It wasn't just him. Like he got other. The Klan went there to defend. The, like, hey, you can't mess with this.
It's a veteran. This is
you
ridiculous.
You can't be the douchey of a person.
When even the Klan thinks you're an asshole,
you might have taken it a little too far.
I can tell my Hulu story if we're gonna keep on racism.
The Hulu story is funny.
Yes. All right. Yes.
And I haven't told any of this story because I wasn't around. So I have Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus has a lot of exclusive shows. It's mostly BBC shows. It's not like it's fresh content. It's just rehashed BBC
shows. In America, they're exclusive to Hulu Plus.
Yes. So it's always the name of the show, and then it's only as a screen on Hulu Plus. Or exclusively on Hulu Plus. You know,
not exclusively.
No, it's only on Hulu. Only on Hulu Plus. So something only on Hulu Plus. So then this show comes on. It's about this British chef show. And a bunch of actors I recognize, and it's called Whites. I was like, wow.
So on Hulu.
So it says Whites only on Hulu Plus.
And I'm like, wow, I need to watch a show.
We've taken a step backwards.
No, we've just taken a step to episode 3, 4, 5, 6.
No, I'm saying Hulu Plus with its segregation is a step backwards.
Yeah. It was awful. I cried, and then I watched it. It was quite funny.
It does look like a funny show.
It does.
You should write them and tell and ask them if the show Blacks is on the
Yeah.
It's got the chick from IT Crowd on it. She's funny.
She's
funny.
In a lot of stuff. She's in a lot of British stuff. Like, every time I watch a British something, she, like, pops up as some, like, minority character.
Interesting.
Minor characters.
Is she like in blackface? Like right? She's popping up as a minority.
She meant women.
What? British actors appearing on multiple British TV shows?
Right.
There are like seven British actors.
Well, speaking of British actors, another Game of Thrones actor was on that Merlin show we watched. Now it was Sir Davos Seaworth.
Yeah,
he had like a recurring role on Merlin for like 2 or 3 episodes.
I do like him. He's one of my favorite characters in the books.
He's like a super badass bad guy in Merlin. It's really weird.
Not
it's
in
really
the books he isn't.
No, I'm aware.
Okay.
Well, he in the Merlin show, not as Sir Davos Seaworth.
Okay. Sir Davos just transports magically to another world, and he's
that would be great if it's just like a crossover.
I took my fingers.
Like the bitch of a sigh like just sends him to the Merlin land.
But yeah, that is the show where they find all of their actors.
Yeah. You know where all the other British actors are? Is on The Walking Dead.
Yes.
Like, every time there's an interview with an actor from Walking Dead, they're like, oh, blimey, governor! I'm like, oh, they were apparently British. Like, aren't there any actual Southern actors they just could have hired to play people from Atlanta?
No. That's why they asked the guy who'd be the governor. He's like, oh, governor, oh, good idea.
Yeah.
Good day to you, sir.
It's British coming over here, stealing our acting jobs.
Yeah, it's actually, right. they thought, it's actually Atlanta, UK.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just can't tell.
It's just south of Wales.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, they all sound the same in their prison states.
Right.
Because that's what Georgia was.
They all sound the same? Which show are we talking about? I got confused. Or which race? What?
Oh, like Australians still kind of have that accent. And then now Georgia, obviously, has that accent.
I'm confused.
You're racist.
Yeah.
This was all fine and wholesome until Andy took it too far. Way to go, Greasy.
I could just chop that out so there's just like a one long pause.
The listeners couldn't hear us just staring at you in disapproval. You're the new Jeremy.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Andy.
Jeremy, all right, so thank you guys for listening.
Podcast canceled.
Jeremy will get the title back immediately.
Yeah, it doesn't take me long.
Yep. There he went.
It doesn't take him long.
Right?
Sex joke.
It's excellent. I appreciate not being the Jeremy
now. Yeah.
All right.
So War Machine Weekend apparently is going to be a topic because Brian has it in front of him.
Well, we should talk about that. Andy also had an entire weekend playing Blood Bowl, so we should go over that. I don't know why.
Should we?
That should be like the two topics, that's I think, really. I mean, that's really nothing else to go off.
We can go chronologically then. Let Andy go first.
Tell us about the Chaos Cup.
Because D is before W.
That's not chronological, but okay.
No, I know, but I'm going the other way. I'm going the white person way.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
God.
The front of the line.
Oh, my God. I'm leaving. I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah. That seems unlikely.
Yeah. So I thought our failcast was last week.
No, well, team failcast was last week. The actual failcast apparently now. Tell us about Blood Bowl before I shoot myself.
I'm not really prepared. I thought Brian had his out right away, so I was going to wait.
I can tell about my weekend.
You please
okay,
do.
Go, go, sure. Go, go.
Anything.
My friend Kristen was supposed to come visit, and she ditched me. And here's why. She had to go pick up her friend from the side of the road because he was smacked out on cocaine.
At 3 in the morning.
So I told her she needed new friends, and that was my weekend. Ta-da.
I do want to be her friend.
She has very low standards, so you should be able to work that out for yourself.
It's a quality I look for.
This isn't the one Pip already called dibs on, is it?
No, this is a different one. That's Mary. Okay. That's a different friend of Katie's.
I was upset that I couldn't be there this weekend.
Well, that's okay, because she's coming again this weekend. I'm air quoting for those who can't see at home.
Yeah, so she may or may not actually come.
May
she
not.
Does listen to
odds
podcasts.
Are low.
I do text her there are links to podcasts constantly.
Oh,
she's
okay.
Like, who are you?
Then she is definitely for sure coming this weekend.
I'm your new friend.
So you can meet her then.
I call dibs.
Is she going to come to my event?
No.
We will probably stop by so I can introduce her
assuming
to people.
She's here then.
She's not going to be here though, so you two are going to be playing in my event then.
Well, if she's not here, then yes, I will be at your event.
Yes.
All right. Well, exciting weekend.
Those type of events are pretty cool, though, because they're just bring and play and not anything too serious.
It's a very casual format. Yeah. Play 4 or 5 hours. It's 25 points. I can't imagine if like 4 or 5 hours we're all going to play any more blood or any more of the
War Machine.
War Machine,
games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 5 games of Mangled Metal, I'm going to stab myself in the face.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think 5 games might be my max.
Well, I mean, you just play it to a certain time. I mean, 5 would be fewer. I will see. I mean, let's see how
things
are going.
They're short 25 points.
They're short. So they're very, very
I'm aware, fast. But when I played in the Speed Machine at Adepticon after 5 games, I wanted to take my models and poke them into my
but
eyeballs.
But this isn't Speed Machine. This doesn't have that stress and whatnot.
Yeah, you
it's
not
like,
the
this
same.
Is super relaxed.
You don't have 3 minutes to move all of your models.
Well, all 3 of my models, because I'm playing red.
Yeah, but still, you don't, you have time.
Andy might literally bring 3 models.
I might for one of my lists.
A caster, a mountain king.
And Mulk.
Yep.
Deal with that.
That would be problematic, not going to lie.
And I don't know what the troll benefits are, but...
But I'll bet they're good on the Mountain King.
I bet they're good on the Mountain King or Molg.
Yeah.
What? Maybe I should read the...
Yeah, there are benefits.
Each game, there's three like super benefits. In each game, you pick one benefit and one of your Warbeasts gets it.
Yeah.
Like Minions, one of the benefits is Arknode or like can be transferred to even at full Fury. And at the beginning of the turn, all Fury that you want to just drops off before you leech. So that you can just push it full all the time with no... Like, they're insane.
Legion just gives one flight. One of them is Abby's spell for Terror, Reach, and Open Fist. And I forget what the third one is.
Yeah, like they're insane.
Can we switch out factions during the day? Because that'd be fun. Because I wouldn't mind bringing some Trollbloods and then bringing in some Minions.
If I owned an Archangel, I would play the Archangel in this format. Because
and you could give it flight.
I could give it flight.
Wow.
That would make it good. Oh, wait, no, that's not what the problem is with the Archangel.
You could give it a different Animus.
It already has flight.
I know that was the joke.
I know, but it just flew.
The thing is, flew over Jeremy's head.
No, I knew that.
I finally have a Colossal with my Prime Axiom, and so the first several games I was playing with it, like I didn't remember the Colossal rules. That's embarrassing. What with usually being pretty rules guru-y.
And a judge.
But, yeah. And so I was very careful in my assassination runs to have my Optifex directive give it Pathfinder, so it could like go over walls and stuff.
Good job.
Like, yeah. Not only is it a Colossal, it also hovers, so it has like double Pathfinder.
Yeah,
now it had triple
possibly
Pathfinder.
Care less.
It doesn't have flight though, so I guess no. It just doesn't fly.
It
quite
also can
high
shoot while engaged. That's a thing.
Yeah.
What does Circle have?
The giant stone thing, the Wold Wrath.
No, I was
which
talking
means benefits.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I don't know.
Off the top
it
of my
punches
head.
Things. They fall.
I don't know.
Just all the benefits are amazing.
The benefits, okay. Well, except for the red ones. The red ones are just pure trash.
Well, it's red. Red can fuck.
It's true. That's why I'm not playing red for this event because the red ones are trash. But one of the red ones is you can't. War jacks within 5 inches of this jack cannot be allocated to.
That's actually
pretty freaking good.
Man,
amazing.
I would throw that on
actually,
an aspis
no, it's
or something.
Three, it's 3 inches. But
even
yeah.
Still, like throw that on an aspis or something and just run it in there.
Yeah.
What's an aspis cost? 4?
4.
Yeah, that'll be annoying. Like, I do that with Eris all the time on important turns, and she's worth 3, and she's way more important in
general.
She
is way more important.
But I will get her killed if I can just throw her next to 2 or 3 jacks and fuck them.
I'll throw Agonizer away anytime.
The problem is I don't have an Arcanist, and none of the right ones boost power, so I'm swinging somewhat ineffectually at everyone else's heavies.
Swinging? Why are you... Your Aspis is just dying.
No, I'm saying in general. Like there
oh, in general,
if there
yeah.
were a benefit that were like, have an Arcanist all the time, great, done, sold, plus two power, and now I can kill things.
You've got decent. What's the
17.
Okay.
Caps out at 17.
Most things, like even Scorn with their brutal murder
casters
pants.
But we don't have casters that can help.
Bronzeback's
only 17. No, you can laugh.
But it can easily be 19.
Not in this format.
Not in that format.
You have casters that make it 19.
But they don't. They don't have, like, pain givers. They don't have...
No pain givers makes a big difference.
I mean, everybody's losing that. There's no choir. There's no pain givers. There's
the no choir thing will be interesting to see.
So, you're not alone.
Yeah.
The only ones that have really actually just straight-up strong Jack PS by default is really Kator with, like, Juggernauts and stuff.
Yeah. And Kator's going to love the fact that there's an Arknote sitting in the middle of the table, too.
Yeah.
Like, I think Kator actually will do really well at this event.
So I guess I didn't play with all the extra stuff, but I did play the scenario itself. It's not really that big of a thing. Because all you can do, you can just run up to it and just engage it.
It's only engaged. It's friendly to everyone.
And it's an objective. Objective specific. Yeah. It says on the card, cannot be engaged.
Yeah. Well, they had it different than it.
Because that's the one thing I was looking at. I was like, there's just no way to get away from Vale.
Yeah, the card specifically says cannot be engaged.
Okay. All right.
Because I remembered you talking about that, so I looked at the card. And
And at least even the thing with Vale, is if you want to play multiple casters in a day, so fix them into
the so I'm not going to play Vale all day, but... She'd be really good. She will be really good the time I play her. The only thing is, I wanted to play P-Vale and have her be amazing at killing the thing, which won't happen.
All right, let's hear what the circle ones are.
Oh, he's close.
Andy's
circle Ouroboros. I just saw it.
Yep. All right, hit us.
Purgation. Attacks gain Purgation.
Oh.
Purgation's pretty awesome.
Boosted to hit, boosted damage against things with upkeeps.
Damn thing.
Anything with an upkeep on it, you get boosted attack and damage rolls against it. Pretty sexy.
Next phase, a quick shifting stone by itself, 4 inches of its current location.
So it's just like all super good apparition. It's 4-inch apparation every maintenance phase.
Yeah.
It's a 4-inch apparation.
And
you
pray.
Can move an attack and pray.
Holy crap, pray on a war beast.
Wow.
That's pretty okay, as
so
it
turns Purgation, out. Super Apparition, and Prey are your three choices.
Pretty sweet.
Those are pretty legit.
Seems strong.
I think Prey's decent on a Stalker or Getterix.
Yeah. One of Legions is Flight. I'm excited to make a Flying Scythian.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. I can't give the Mountain King Stumbling Drunk.
What? Oh, because it can't react. Yeah, advance. What's the... it can't be knocked down, then. What are the Trollblood ones? Stumbling Drunk...
It always heals maximum allowed, and it gains rage plus 3 strength.
Rage is pretty sweet. It always heals when it gets good on the Mountain King because it doesn't have regeneration. It does have whelps though.
Yeah, that's well. Every time
and snacking too. Yeah, never mind. That's good. I was just thinking about the no regeneration, then I forgot he heals 30 other ways.
Yeah. Yes. 30 million ways.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Hooray! What's Convergence? In case I ever play in one of these.
Good things.
Yeah, Convergence stuff was really good, as I recall.
Well, it is a Convergence event. They deserve it.
They gain an additional die to his attack and damage rolls against huge base models.
Cool.
Models directly hit by this model's attack suffer stall.
Ugh.
Stall
in a mangled
awesome.
Metal format.
Yeah, that's really good.
The fact people always forget that stall's a continuous effect. Like, they think it's just a one and done. No, that thing stays.
Yep. This model gains Gunfighter and Virtuoso.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
I bring a mammoth in one list if I play a Convergence player. They're like, I go with the first one, I get to kill your Colossal. Purple.
Oh, that was the other thing. That's why the 3-inch no allocation is crap. Huge base models are immune to this effect.
It says that on it?
It says it on it.
Oh.
I noticed as he was scrolling through. That was what I forgot. Oh, no. Cannot gain the upgrade. So you can put it on. You could still put it on a light. Okay. Yeah. I knew there was something about huge bases.
Yeah, I'd throw a 4-point.
That's not terrible.
Because your Aspid has its fitting shield, so if they don't one round it, which might be hard with no allocation, and even if they do one round it, all their stuff takes all this time killing a crappy little 4-point model. That buys you a turn.
That and your second upgrade when you can take off Fury or Focus, off of beasts when you hit them.
When you directly hit them, you can remove Focus or Fury, yep.
And that's not saying if it's by ranged or
no, except melee. It basically makes one of your Jacks Eris.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's
all wacky fun stuff.
It'll be fun. It'll be a good time.
And you can change this every game. I mean, it's a fun event.
Yep. I agree.
Fun.
Yay. I think what's Sam's running one of those next week.
Travis will be running one in Milwaukee in a couple weeks.
Yep.
Not a couple.
I don't know. Yeah.
At some
I think
point.
The 14th.
No, because we'll be...
No, it's not.
You're the
14th. I'm the 7th. I'm the 14th. Right, I'm the 14th.
He's doing the 28th.
Right, he's because it's this, then the wedding, then the Sam.
Correct.
Gotcha.
What's the prize?
At the wedding?
Sure.
The 25-point event, I think.
Free food. Oh, the prize. Oh, my God. There's these three really cool medallions that are amazing. They're like the sexiest
they're
things
they're
ever.
They're like this big, though.
I don't care. They're sexy.
They're cool looking.
Andy closed the file, so you can't see the picture of them. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry.
But they are cool.
So War Machine Weekend?
War Machine Weekend is coming up on November 15th through the 17th. The 10-year anniversary of the War Machine
Weekend. Why the hell do you have to sing it?
What? I did sing it.
You've been on like a singing kick the last two podcasts.
I enjoy your singing, Brian. Continue.
Please do.
Very nice.
Now freestyle rap it.
I don't know how I do that. My mouth doesn't make that ability.
Oh, I thought you were going to rhyme. That would have been amazing.
I don't know how to rhyme either. Even so, yes, we're all going. I think everyone at this table is going to War Machine Weekend. We potentially have 9 to 12.
We have a bunch of Madison
We could potentially have 12 to 15 people going. We'll
and
have
so far, we have one hotel room.
Which I have, which I'm in, which is in my name, and that's reserved, and I'm like, yes. I've been reserving hotel rooms for the next few.
Actually,
cons.
Jeremy, the other Jeremy and Jordan already reserved their room too.
Wow, people are planning ahead.
They said,
so
and Jeremy's bringing two like 12 or 18 packs of homemade brew. He makes beer at home. He's bringing.
Is
a
it
bunch
any
of it.
Good though?
I don't know.
Jeremy, I love you.
Right?
Better not be happy though.
I don't know.
We're
I don't
at some
know
bar. Brian and I went and on Saturday to play board games at a bar. And I asked the guy to give me a random beer, like a bartender. It was like it came out of a duck, and then it was just like the most hoppy thing ever. And I hate hoppy beer; it's the worst. I took like 4 sips and I just set it on a random table and ignored it.
I feel like that was your fault though, because you didn't specify. You should have been like, give me any beer that's good except for anything hoppy.
I get, yeah.
To be fair, hoppy beers are really popular. I hate them, but they're really popular.
They're
so when you say I want a random beer, you get a hoppy one fairly frequently.
Like.
I don't
it's
know
just
why.
So it's so shitty.
It
tastes
agree.
Awful.
It's like, yeah, it's terrible.
Are you not drinking Spotted Cow?
It's a sick perversion of beer.
I was trying to be adventurous.
Yeah,
I was trying to get some microbrew ale or something.
Look what it got you.
Yeah. That is true.
That was a terrible
beer
yeah,
hipster.
But
well, the thing
got
is, I almost just ordered a Guinness, and I didn't, and that was a mistake.
Yeah.
Which you were trying to be. If it were bread.
Yeah. Guinness are amazing.
The place was so high tech; they didn't have beer. They didn't have like soda on tap. I tried to get soda; they had to give me a bottle of something.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, I left for my. He's like, I can't do that. I'm like,
what?
They have to have soda though because they have to mix.
They had
it.
Some cans. They just opened up cans and bottles.
Yeah, I've seen bars that are like that.
But anyway,
yeah, but it was a Sprecher's root beer in a bottle. That's
that
delicious.
Yeah.
Although they give you a root beer and a glass of ice, and who drinks root beer over ice?
Yeah, so I just give the ice back. I'm like, I'm not going to use this glass. Anyway, I don't care about this conversation. I was talking about War Machine Weekend.
Damn it, Nathan, quit
Hey, how was your hiney during this event?
Oh, yes, that was a very important.
He had the world's worst case of swamp ass.
Oh, yeah. Swamp ass. Versus me. That bar was hot, and their chairs were just like old wooden planks, and there was no ventilation, and so my butt was sweaty.
Sweaty butt.
Are you happy now, Katie?
I am.
Okay.
You're just envisioning Nathan's hairy, sweaty butt.
Oh.
It's not hairy.
I'll be back.
See, I didn't want a mental picture, though. That makes me less happy.
Indeed. So, War Machine Weekend.
Yes.
I figured there's like a million things going on. It's actually ridiculous. I printed off all the events. I was going to go through everything in detail, but I'm like,
it's ridiculous.
I'm going to be in one of them.
There's like an Iron Arena the whole weekend, which is cool. They only started doing that last year, like an official Iron Arena.
Oh, really?
So, like before, you could always get pickup games, but now they actually have the Iron Arena, the prizes, stuff. And you can get the widgets and the posters and all sorts of things. They're going to have High Command events on Friday and Saturday. They're going to have Iron Kingdoms RPG events all weekend.
Two caster 75 point list.
That's I'm not going
to. Two caster 75 points.
They're gonna have painting contests over the weekend. They're having like a train making contest over the weekend. Actually, what Nathan's very excited for is it actually makes me sad. On Friday, they're having the first event is the War Machine Weekend Last Chance qualifier to get into the
right.
But at the exact same time is a twin Terra caster with a two caster 75 point, which Nathan will have his Vanguard.
Literally. The only event I'm playing in.
There's two events. I'm not sure when I play any more events than just two or just one. But
because the rest of the time I'm just going to be playing board games and hanging out with people.
All Why right. are you going to be playing on Who's the Boss?
What's Saturday?
Because it's Who's the Boss, a midnight event?
No.
No, it's not this year.
Actually, like I said, I'd probably be playing Werewolf with Beanish.
I'm still talking to Carl about that.
I thought I saw it as a midnight event and a non-midnight event.
They haven't listed it twice.
Yeah.
And that's something we need to go over. Because I'm not going to run it at midnight again.
Yeah, that was...
Well, you need I mean, to I'm okay work. With running it twice, but not...
So yeah, so like 9 o'clock in the morning, both those events go off. And I mean, the fun thing is, you know, so you're gonna have like a very interesting people in the 75 point. You're gonna have all the Atlantans who play this format every day
all
of their
the
life.
Time. Yep.
And you're gonna have all like 15 people who already qualified in this event.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna have like, you know, Nathan going, I have Vanguard. And then the rest, like the other 800 of us, will be in the last chance qualifier.
Yep. I'll be getting my ass kicked in round one and two, and then dropping.
And every day they have like a Youngbloods casual tournament, which is kind of cool. And then they have like these heats. Like there's like literally six scrambles on day, like 8-man little 35 people tournaments throughout the day. Their whole idea is people drop out of the other events as they lose, so they get to play quick 35-point 8-man tournaments and win some coins.
Yeah, I could have played in an 8-man tournament last year, except we were playing some game I was losing terribly.
Do they have any team events?
There are no team events. They used to have like a team format, but I didn't see anything anymore. Because which I always liked. I always enjoyed those team formats.
Maybe because there's lots of pickup games, is my understanding.
Yeah, maybe there's a lot, like, and Iron Gauntlet's pretty fun to do.
You could probably get a pickup team game. I'm sure someone would do that.
Yeah.
In fact, that might even be worth extra.
That might be part of the Iron Arena. Probably. Iron Arena. I called it Iron Gauntlet. It's actually Iron Arena. I did throw me off, too. Because Saturday is Saturday is Who's the Boss at 9 a.m. At the same time is the Iron Gauntlet, which is kind of funny. So I imagine Who's the Boss will have like five times the turnout
of Iron Gauntlet,
which would be a little silly.
I think we're capped at 32, technically.
So people get, you know.
But, how many people come to this event?
A lot.
It was like 300 plus last year. Elite 300. Yeah,
it's
playing.
All
300
like playing. All anybody you've ever seen at a War Machine event, pretty much in the Midwest, they're there.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to ask off for work then.
I thought you already said you were coming.
I did. You didn't ever give me the dates.
Oh, I thought I did. Oh well, that's my bad.
I asked off for Wednesday and Thanksgiving.
Oh, also Friday night has the what's always popular at that con is the 20-point Mega Meltooth and Claw hardcore thing. It's like
that is popular.
That's always really. That's and Castor Jackapalooza is a midnight event.
I did they have a hardcore. Do they still have the hardcore on Sunday this year?
Sunday will be, so Sunday, Saturday, Saturday night, there's going to be a Highlander event at like 9 o'clock, and then midnight, there's theoretically Who's the Boss event, if someone else will run it. Maybe they'll get someone else to run it for you, who knows.
But I'm there, so I'll probably end up just running it. Damn it.
So the, but you said
Caster Jackapalooza is one battle group, huh?
It's three casters, one battle group, 5 points.
Man, I'm just wondering, Strength of Granite and Batten on something.
Seemed good.
Yeah. And then Sunday, of course, is the actual invitational, the big event. And then there'll be a 35-point hardcore going on, as well as a couple heats and a Youngblood event. And, I mean, a lot of us, I plan on playing War Machine on the Last Chance qualifier. Yep. I'm going to play in something on Saturday, and I am going to be playing a lot of other. I want to play an Iron Kingdoms event.
Yep, I would definitely want to do that.
And I want to play some board games. Like, I'm going to be there Thursday early. I'm hoping to do board games Thursday night, Friday night, because I'm not going to do any. I'm not going to do an event after the Friday.
I want to get a few people, and I want to play a Space Alert campaign.
That could be fun. I love Space Alert, but my problem is when other games are going on, I have so much trouble saying, oh, I'll go play Space Alert and tearing myself away from the other games. Why? It's just this thing that, like, Space Alert's this thing that's always there, and I know it will be there even if there's only three of us.
We literally haven't played it in years.
I know.
Right. Well, so you could say it's always there.
No,
we haven't played it.
It was in the last year.
Yeah,
we played like two games.
We played it at the Mayhem Cup here in Madison. We played it.
So I brought it. It didn't get.
No, it got played.
I have never played Space Alert.
Point is, it doesn't
I've
get
never
played very
seen
often.
It on the table.
It's pretty neat. I mean,
which is what Nathan
I played the proper
getting.
Mount. I mean, it's a fun game.
I enjoy it.
But well, I mean, there will be Space Alert being played.
It'll happen.
I'm sure
it'll happen.
But we've never played the campaign. And
no,
that's
we've
the big
never
thing.
Played
it's
the
like,
campaign.
It's got
that's
the
true.
Roles where you have unique people. Action cards and everything. And
the focus for you guys will have Seven Wonders. There'll be 10 hours of Seven Wonders at some point going on.
Yep.
I'm going to bring like 3 or 4 board games.
I know
Nigel.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I want to win with the crappy guy at Lords of Waterdeep.
The corruption one?
It's possible.
Yeah. You can't say you have him because then it's really bad.
Yeah, because then everybody can just screw you really hard.
Well, right, but I want to win with him. That's my goal.
Okay. Everyone should have a goal.
What's we'll play Lords of Waterdeep and we'll give you that character, but we'll all pretend we don't know it.
Right.
That way you have a chance to do that.
Well, no. I mean, if I get him, I get him. But then,
so you just need to play like 800 games of Lords of Waterdeep to make sure you get that guy.
Yeah.
Okay. And then finally, like, you're going to be looking at your guy and be like, we'll play another game after this. Look at your guy. We'll play another game. You look at your guy and be like, this is our last game of Waterdeep. I wonder who she got.
Well, last year we did play 8 straight hours of Seven Wonders. So 8 straight hours of Lords of Waterdeep, she might actually have a good statistical chance of getting him.
With a Kalis halftime show.
Oh, yeah. Halftime shows are important.
Andy, you were going to say something.
I was.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that I think Nigel is actually running a charity paint-off thing. I've been working with Carl to see if we can secure a side room, and we'll have some kind of painting studios. So you want to learn techniques. I've got Chris Suri. I don't know if he's the one who won our painting contest.
Oh yeah.
On our site. He's an amazing painter. I think Frank Grant is really going to be there as well. Talking about maybe having like a small room off to the side.
That's cool. It'll be interesting to see what the venue's like, because last year the food options were really, really good, and I'm nervous this year they won't be as delicious.
There is not a local Steak and Shake.
Yeah, which is
and
no
good.
And
that's the thing. It's like both of the locations have had a Steak and Shake 50 right. feet away from them, and so now they moved again, and it's no longer true, and I don't want to go without Steak and Shake.
Well, we could
How
drive
is,
to Steak and Shake.
Brian going to save a dollar, though?
That's a good point. I will forgive it if there's a Long John Silver's nearby. That is a fast food restaurant I love, and I'm sad there aren't any within 100 miles of me.
I'm also going to be sad that I can't walk across the street in the morning to IHOP, because that also was fantastic last year.
The Denny's was not.
I didn't.
There was
the
a Denny's across the other street, and it smelled
mistake.
Like old people and hatred.
I'm glad I didn't try that out.
It was atrocious. It was... Like it was carpeted with wet dog, I think is what happened.
That's nasty. So basically we're driving to food everywhere that this time. But that's okay. These things happen.
Beer's a food.
Beer is a food.
There you go.
We have no idea what's actually around the car.
Cool Kurt always brings vodka-infused gummy bears.
I like Cool Kurt now.
Yeah.
Where is he from?
Springfield. Shelbyville.
But yeah, it's going to be awesome. I'm definitely going to get my butt kicked in Last Chance Qualifier. I'll probably play. I don't know if I'll play Saturday, because having Saturday as a board game day was really fun.
Do you even have a painted army?
Yeah, Legion.
Okay.
Yeah, because he bought it painted.
I bought it fully painted, so it works.
I didn't realize that you had.
But the thing is, I really want to play with my Rhett in the Last Chance Qualifier, but I won't be able to play painted Rhett in the Masters, so I'll probably just
bring qualify
Legion.
With your Rhett
and then play your Legion. Yeah.
Because I'm going to qualify with
I want all your opponents to just roll snakes constantly so you, through no fault of your own, stumble
with
into...
Rhett.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine the weeping if I won the Last Chance Qualifier with me? Like, I'm not talking like, you know, theoretically a good player could pull that off, but if I won the Last Chance Qualifier with Rhett, everyone would just say that the format was broken and we're not playing
anymore.
Well,
Rhett players wouldn't be allowed to bitch anymore.
They wouldn't. That's true.
People would get food poisoning.
It's like Tweedledum one with your faction, so it's obviously okay.
Clearly OP. Sadly, Eris 3 won't be out yet.
That's one of the reasons that Jim and I tried several times. You know, we were always pushing hard with the Mercs, and we just never broke through. Mercs are legit, and they just don't represent.
They don't. Oh, and Rhett doesn't. This is a different topic that's kind of off topic, but I was looking at the WTC lists, and I don't know if you guys have looked at those lists that people are playing. Most of them, like, a lot of them make sense. There's a lot of caster split up that you wouldn't necessarily see because of the no repeating casters on a team thing. But, like, if you look at all of the lists from the U.S., they're all standard stuff you would expect to see. The only one that was unusual was Danny Modesto's Ron list, because he only has one Arc Node, but whatever. But you see a crap ton of Raven Hyperion in the international lists. So I'm going to have to give that another shot and see if I can make that work.
Yeah.
A lot of people are running her full tier with Hyperion. I think they're looking to, like, just kill Harvey or something, but...
So. Well, that's a thing to do.
It is a thing to do, especially in WTC format. Like, if you've got a headhunter for Harvey, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And that's War Machine Weekend. So we're very excited. Like I said, we'll have a bunch of people there.
If you can go, there's no reason not to. It's amazing.
Agreed.
It's like a $300 weekend. It's so much fun. So much socializing, hanging out, War Machine being played, other things being played. It's the greatest thing in the world.
Pretty decent sushi place we went to last year.
Well, this is a different
this
location.
This is
going to
be a different location.
We could drive to the same sushi place. We'll be in the same town.
Same town as St. Louis.
I know it's the same town. I know it's St. Louis.
It's like, let's go to the north side of Milwaukee.
To be fair, we don't know how
it's
far it is
to
from
the
other
side
hotel.
Of Milwaukee.
It could be 5 minutes away. We don't know. We don't know.
That is true. It also could be an hour and a half away.
It could be an hour and a half away.
Like, these are not. This is not a small city.
No, it's not.
It's like, there's sometimes the reason why I don't drive to Misty Mountain in this town is it's
far.
Misty Mountain is
really
only
loud.
Like Misty's even not like. The
this
furthest
could be
point,
a half hour,
oh, yeah,
45 minutes.
Not
it depends 40. On traffic.
With traffic,
oh,
right. If you hit rush hour traffic, at work, at least it horrible. Feels really bad.
Yeah. It feels worse than it is. Like usually, like even go with Beltline traffic, I get there within a half hour, but it just feels like
miserable.
Hell.
Yeah.
We are actually over 500 subscribers on our YouTube channel.
Is that what your beep just was?
Well, that was one of the new subscribers. Oh. It's actually Chris.
Well, that's kind of funny.
Hi, Chris. Chris.
Just a guy named Chris.
The painting
Chris.
Guy.
Our friend, Chris.
You were there when he was there?
Yeah.
You when played we did the podcast. Game with him?
Yeah.
Chris. My, Hall? Chris, you played Firefly with him?
Oh, that Chris.
Oh, that Chris.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
He's
Chris. From Springfield?
Our friend Chris. So it was like, that was all you were going with. I'm like, well,
I need something. Throw me a bone here.
Firefly.
Cool, Chris.
I haven't met Chris yet. No, I did. I played with him and his wife because they beat me.
At Lord of Waterdeep.
I remember.
Yeah.
I helped them.
Yeah.
I was upset.
Yeah.
I remember that game.
Yeah. You're going to remember the next one you play with Brian, too.
See, you already had your vengeance.
Oh, you have so much vengeance built up.
Oh, my God. So, like, Katie and Brian have a thing in board games where they just randomly fuck each other over, and that's just this ongoing thing.
Katie doesn't have a diary. She has a book of grudges.
The thing is, like, we're playing Puzzle Strike, and in Puzzle Strike, when you are eliminated from the game, it takes 10 damage to eliminate you, and then any excess damage goes to the next player to your left, so it just cascades. So she was sitting on, like, 12 damage, and she could have prevented two of it.
Sure.
She had a way to prevent two and then die exactly. Instead, she's like, nah.
Nah.
I'll pass excess to damage to Brian.
Which immediately gave Jeremy the win.
It did.
Which, to be fair, in all honesty, in Puzzle Strike, that I think that's worth doing. If you know you're going to die anyway, fuck it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that's part of the point.
Go out just in spite. Just throw extra. If you have somebody who can, like, throw extra gems into their gem pile, just do it.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, like, your rock guy, his ability to throw extra gems? That's why you do it. It's like, I'm going to die anyway. Die hard.
I won the second game because I was overloading everyone on damage. Like, I wanted to stagger to every other player. Yeah. That was my plan.
Well, and to be fair, I was the one who pretty much screwed Jeremy in the second game.
That is true. She did. Oh, my God. I hated that.
But she's, like, screwed me in three other games. I was like in last place in two games. So, you know what? I'm going to screw Brian. Even though he's in last, he might score a point here. So let's screw him.
See, he says
you
that,
did really
has...
well in Nothing Personal.
Yeah,
I was. Here's the thing that was going on in Nothing Personal. Brian was like, we need to go after Nathan and Jim. But I'm going to take these really good spots here, Katie.
I had one.
You go after Nathan and Jim. Here are these really good spots. One.
I had one good spot out of 13.
Is that better or worse than when Brian bought four of the five of a chip and you bought the other one and Jeremy was blaming you for the fact that Brian got too many? And you're like, why didn't you or Nathan buy one? He's like, you should have bought more than one. I wasn't going to help. You had to do it yourself.
Yeah, well... I'm just saying, there's two sides of the coin here.
I had one good building that entire game.
You picked the best one. It was worth like 8 points. And I had, like,
yes, it was worth 8 points. I was behind by like 30.
I was behind too.
Yes.
You're not behind. He could have gotten that building four times and still been in last place.
But the point is, I could get that building and actually do something
and
with it.
And your great plan gave it to Jim, who was in second place. He got more points.
Yeah, like, that's true.
So hey, if my plan had worked out and I had done the math right, then I would have gotten second.
Well, to be fair, you're only an accountant. Why would you be able to do the math right?
Also, I like how you're referring to them as buildings when they're mobsters.
Whatever.
It's all fluff. They're buildings in any other game.
They are buildings in any other game.
And the point is...
Vengeance is coming. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
I didn't think through the thing because you didn't.
I like her logic where you were already losing, so it was better for... It's like if you two were in the desert and you were like really dying of thirst and she's a little parched, she's like, Brian's a goner anyway, and she'd stab you and steal your canteen. Because she might live.
That's pretty much the way she plays.
Sacrificing for the greater good, Brian.
By greater good, she means her.
Yeah, I don't understand.
To be fair, most of our listeners would agree with that statement.
Of course, her math was terribly off.
Her math was horrible.
I didn't think that Jim could afford to pay your $12 ante.
You sell a card for eight. It's a core rule.
I forgot about that rule.
Every turn, everybody was like, can't afford sell a card due. Like, it happened every turn, and people kept forgetting.
What game?
Katie got her Mafia game. It's called Nothing Personal. She picked it up at Gen Con.
Okay.
And we tried it out Sunday?
It was a lot of fun as long as you don't need to be able to stop someone from winning after they're winning.
The problem is we all let Nathan be the capo for like five turns.
Four of the five turns he was capo.
Yeah, that's true.
Before anyone was like, hey, maybe we should
stop
Nathan.
I was a magnanimous capo. I gave people all kinds of great stuff.
Yeah.
As long as they weren't, catching up with you.
True. And?
but the point is we didn't try and stop him until it was way too late in the game.
Well, the problem was on turn one, Jeremy was a dickbag.
I was not.
Jeremy turn one.
Don't even pretend you were.
Jeremy attacked all the players, so we were all like, well, screw it. And I saw Nathan getting hit, but I'm like, well, he didn't do it. Jeremy's the one who literally did a bad thing to every single person, so fuck it. I'm just going to go after
Jeremy. I mostly screwed Nathan that first
turn. But you screwed everybody.
You screwed me an 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. You screwed everybody else a 5 to 7. Like, there was nobody. Like, you just attacked everybody. And so they instantly bombarded on you, and then good times for me.
But also, it really helps Nathan's cause if he just points out how much of a dick you're being and he's in the lead.
Yeah, that did
like,
happen.
That's just good.
I was like, guys, it doesn't matter if I'm a dick because Nathan's winning by a lot. I don't care.
You're a dick.
Well, you're more being so incompetent that you need to be punished more.
I still almost got third place.
Yes. Almost got third place.
Hey, wow, I beat Brian by a lot.
You almost got third out of a 5-player game. Almost got third.
Almost got third.
That's how you spin it. Yup.
Yep.
I'm okay with that. I actually like the game. I would play the game again.
Single-digit rankings can't get much better than that.
Right?
Top five finishing.
Yeah, wow.
Anyway, I think we should play it again. Because the other thing we didn't do is we didn't negotiate as much as we could. Because we could have been trading cards and money and
all
sorts of things.
There was one negotiation and one attempted negotiation, and both were me.
Yeah, that's true.
I got $3 out of you, and I tried to get Jim to not screw me. Even I mean, he was going to do it. It was great move, and I'm like, I'll give you my firstborn. He's like, no. I'm like, okay. So it hardly counted, but.
But the point is, I think we should play it again with more negotiations and not just let somebody be capo for the entire time.
Yeah, probably be good.
I'm with you until that last part, assuming I'm the person who's capo the whole time.
Right.
I like the ring and the tall chair.
The tall chair is what did it.
Yeah, that was the one of the game was the tall chair.
The onions were fantastic.
The onions coated in avocado.
So, true story, you're supposed to have fewer onions than avocados when you make guacamole.
Katie went the other way with it.
Well, no, it said half an onion, so I put half an onion.
Not half the onions in the store. Half of an onion.
It was just a lot of onion. I should have put a quarter of an
onion.
It was
an onion the size of a cantaloupe.
No, it wasn't.
You had apples.
Well, the apples added the sweetness.
You don't add apples to fucking what?
She had apples.
There are apples in there.
You don't put onions in there either. I don't. Well, maybe I do. Yeah. I chop up an avocado, and then I hold it up next to a jar of salsa, and then I've completed my guacamole.
But then you're just eating an avocado.
No, well, I mean, hypothetically, some of the aura of the salsa got to it, like just enough.
I mean, if you're just going to eat an avocado, just so you say you're going to eat an avocado.
No, I put a little, but it's like 90% avocado, and then I just put it like 3 avocados and then maybe 2 tablespoons to 4 tablespoons of salsa.
There was way too much onion. I will give you that. But
you support the apple theory?
I support the apple theory. That's what those red things were.
I thought that was red onions. I just
they weren't actually
apples.
They weren't actually apples.
Well,
in there.
after soaking in onion juice, the apples probably tasted like onions.
Yeah, there was a lot of onion in there.
It was half an onion.
Yeah. Yeah, a prize-winning giant onion. Like when you see those pumpkins that people use as boats, it was an onion like that. Yeah.
Also, the onion. What's left of the onion is in our fridge, Katie, and there's not half of it left. There's like a sixth of it left. Like you chopped that onion, quote unquote, in half.
It was a small onion.
Clearly not.
It should have been
a quarter. Your defense is that it was a half an onion, and now it turns out you used 80% of an onion. Goddamn accountant, do you not know what half means?
She just uses QuickBooks.
Yeah. I've never used QuickBooks.
You probably should start.
I have a calculator that does this all for me at work.
I'm just imagining these disasters where, like, we need to ship half the bull semen.
Right?
He's like, oh, 80%! Like, barrels are overflowing.
Okay, they come in straws first, like the little stir straws for coffee.
Ew.
Yeah.
I'm picturing those, like, honey straws you get at the,
kinda.
At the,
no,
like,
they're little, thin, like, stir straws.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go back to the barrels full of semen.
Yeah. Yeah. It's less disturbing that way.
Boy, no, it's not less disturbing.
No,
also, you know, the last episode of Breaking Bad would have been hilarious if that's what was in those barrels. Jesse, stay away from my bull semen!
Okay.
So, yeah, that happened.
That conversation just ended.
It did. It's done.
Andy went to Chicago this weekend.
Andy did go to Chicago this weekend.
He played some Blood Bowl.
Yep, I went down to Chicago. I played in the Blood Bowl Chaos Cup tournament. I've been to every single one of them. And actually, I got an award for that this time around.
Cool. Oh,
really?
For participation.
How many have there been?
11.
And how many people have been to all 11?
That I do not know. That's something that would be neat to see, is if they had like a list of how many people have
I wasn't sure when you got your participation pin if they like brought up, like, here's the people who have been to all 11.
No. No, no. Nobody else has been to 11.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Not how many people total have gone to a Chaos Cup, but how many people have been to every single one. The answer is you?
No. I don't.
You just said
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I understand what you're trying to say. But
has anyone else been all 11?
No.
Then that's what he just asked.
I'm the only person to have been to all 11
that's what
of
he
the
just
kids.
Asked.
I'm like, how many people have been to all 11? And you said me. So I'm like, the only person who's been to all 11 is you, and you said no.
But that's how I started off my conversation. As
yeah,
well.
No, no,
I said I've been to every single campus.
But you didn't say only you. Yeah. Okay. You said you've been to 11, all of them. I said, how many people have been to all of them? And you said, okay. I don't know. I said, hey, so just you? No. How many people? Just me. Just you? No. Third base.
I don't know.
It was Abbott and Costello there. Like people listening, rewind the podcast. Am I insane?
Rewind,
well, yes, but not because of this.
Oh, good point.
You are a little insane.
Okay, but so then there we go. A triumph of celebrity. Andy's the only person... possibly, who's been to all 11.
He's giving you a dirty look.
He is giving you a dirty look.
I was proud of him, but he wouldn't let me get there. I was trying to be like, hooray for you, you're the only one. He's like, nope, not the only one. Who else has done it? No one. I love you.
I'm going to kill. Damn it.
So what did you get for it?
I got a trophy. I got a trophy and I got tickets to, because the person that runs it is also a DJ down in Chicago, and I got tickets to go to Chicago on a Wednesday night to go see Killswitch Engage and Lamb of God. But, because the award was also called This Goes to 11.
Very nice.
Right,
nice.
This one goes to 11. So, you know.
Man, can you believe it's been 2 years since Nigel Tufnel Day? Time flies.
But yeah, no, I ended up playing six games overall. I ended up 4-2. Ended up 14th overall for the whole event.
Hey, you were playing Dwarves.
I was playing Dwarves.
Who was the second people you lost to?
Well, if anybody knows about Blood Bowl, pretty much the awesome matchup for the Dwarf team is the Amazons. Because the Amazons all have a skill called Dodge, which makes them very hard to knock down. Dwarves have a skill called Tackle, which negates dodge. And my dwarves.
It's kind of like if you were playing against trolls and your whole army had takedown.
Yes, exactly. And I couldn't beat him. I would knock all of his guys down, but I had Mighty Blow, which adds like an extra modifier onto the damage roll or for their armor or injury. And all I could do was just stun them the entire time.
Yeah.
So the range of injury is stun, knocked out, which takes him out of the game, and then injury. And yeah, no, I just
and all he had to do was roll a 7 on 2 dice and knock them out, and you were not able to
a six
on 2 dice.
Oh, no, a 7.
Six
a 7.
Knocks them down on their ground, but then 7 knocks them out of the game.
Yeah,
yeah,
because they're all armor 7 too. So I had to roll an 8 to actually hurt them to break their armor, and then I had to roll an 8 again to knock them out or injure them.
But with Mighty Blow, you get to +1 either of those.
Yeah. Yeah, and no, I couldn't do it. It was pretty horrible. I lost 2-1. That was my first loss was against Ogres, which is against Chance Kirkhoff, who is one of the 3-day block guys. It's another podcast. It basically centers around just Blood Bowl, and they have a
judging
whole
by
team
the name,
guys.
Yeah, I would assume as much.
Yeah, and I did a little thing with them to talk about my game. Did a little snippet for an interview.
When Ogres never fail a bonehead check, it's legit.
Yeah.
That's a good team.
So yeah, think of like you have your own War Machine model. Before you activate it, you have to roll a d6 on anything but a 1. You get to do whatever you're going to do.
Sure.
Ogres, on a 1, they just sit there. They don't do anything. They're just boneheaded. And, yeah. And when they're running around, it's like Death Jack. Like 6 versions of the Death Jack running around, just smashing everything. And he destroyed me pretty bad.
Well, yeah, if he's never failed his bonehead check.
Because you think 1 or 2 would fail a turn.
Yeah, right.
There's 6 of them. Mathematically, 1 or 2 should fail every turn. And that's assuming because, it's bonehead. It's always just the 1. It's really stupid that's a 3 unless you have somebody else next to him, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so bonehead's always just the 1.
Yeah.
Okay.
On top of that, he also had piling on, which basically allows him to knock his own guy over to do more, to re-roll damage. Or injury, and that was, not good either.
It's a bloodbath for you.
Yeah, all my guys are basically armor 9, so you have to roll 10s to even hurt my dwarves. And yeah, he was just throwing them off the pitch. I had 6 casualties out of my 11-man roster.
So. Nice. What was the actual score?
The score was actually not too bad.
Well, I figure if he's doing all that, because Ogre's have to pick up a ball and get to the end zone.
No, you got your stunties.
I suppose they still.
And those guys are only strength one, so yeah. they're horrible. But I lost to him. I scored one touchdown. He scored two.
So 2-1. Yeah, 2-2-1.
I did two catches.
That's a common Blood Bowl for anybody who's not familiar. That happens a lot with Blood Bowl because whoever goes first is going to hold off to score on the last turn if they can on round one. And then, point is 2-1 is the common final score.
Well, usually it depends on what type of teams you're playing. If you're playing like more of a strength-based team, like a bashy team, you'll see something like that, usually either or even 1-0, something like that. I'm hoping that we can get some people together to teach people how to play Blood Bowl because all you need is a team and a pitch, and that's it.
And you have plenty of pitches.
Yeah, I have plenty of pitches. I have plenty of teams.
I mean, the extreme is 16 miles, but you need like 11 or 12, really. Yeah. I mean, 11, but it's not.
Like 16 is the maximum you're allowed to have, and you'll never have more than a dozen in general.
No, I mean, you might want to go crazy, get like models for your... For your tokens, for your sideline, or for head coach, cheerleader.
My rerolls, I got little rat tokens.
Yep.
You're a rat.
I don't know. I'm Skaven.
So that was my first game quickly. I lost to Ogres. My second game, I took on a Slaaneshi Chaos team, which I murdered him. I beat him 2-0, 4 casualties to 2. 2 versus me. He only got 2 against me. Then I took on the Amazons, and I lost 1-2.
Amazon ladies!
And then I took on what I think is my bane of Blood Bowl existence, is Skaven. I always lose against Skaven.
Skaven can be legit against dwarves. They're just too fast.
Yeah. But I beat them 3-0.
Wow. Man.
Inflicted 5 casualties, suffered 3.
Like, if you just started smashing their gutter runners down, or?
No, I just smashed Wyman until he had to have gutter runners near the line. I took them out right away. Gutter runners are really fast Skaven guys. Jeremy he looks interested.
I know the team Blood Bowl manager, so I kind of understand the general idea.
The big thing with Skaven is, like, if you... And with tourneys, they usually give you a couple free upgrades. Like, to make things interesting, like, the tourney will start, and, like, in normal Blood Bowl, you get star points for getting touchdowns and casualties and stuff, and you actually, like, level up. And so in tournaments a lot, they'll give you just, like... Here, you start your team with, like, 5 or 6 free level ups so that your team isn't just a base default thing. And a big thing with Skaven is that a gutter runner with... the correct 2 upgrades plus 1 movement value and like a go for it, or just plus 2 movement value, but sprint, that's insane. Can literally, you get the ball and then you just score. Like, you literally just 1 turn touchdown every time you get the ball.
Yeah,
like, they're insanely fast.
Yep. But so I was able to take care of him pretty easily. That then went into the next day, which I ended up taking on orcs, and orcs are very tough. They're almost all armor 9, so it's hard to take them out.
They're a lot like dwarves. They're the high armor, smashy.
They're faster, but they're not as tough as dwarves. Yeah. But I actually beat him 2-1, inflicted 3 casualties to 1. And then my final game was against a wood elf team, and wood elves usually kind of run roughshod over dwarves as well, because they're so fast, they're able to dodge around. Or leap over. He could not do that.
So you beat the Skaven and the Wood Elves, but karma made you lose to Amazon. So it's just bizarro day for you.
Yep. But yeah, damn, I
that is pretty
destroyed
weird.
That poor the Wood Elf player. He had 6 casualties on his team, too.
But well, that's not uncommon. What else? Well, you'll get they'll end the game with like 2 guys left, but they've scored like 7 points.
That was actually through the entire second half. All he did was just F me over. He had 3 players left on the pitch, and I could not score a touchdown because he just kept on wandering over, pick up the ball, and then I have to go and smash his face, get the ball, and then he would dodge up another guy and run over and get the ball. I had
a guy one time, we were playing a league, and he got mad at me because I wasn't doing that. Like, I was playing Skaven, and he was orcs or dwarves or something, and he got a lot of hits on me, and he, like, knocked out, like, so this particular drive, I had, like, 4 guys still on the pitch, and they were all knocked, I'd stand up, and he'd just smash me down, so finally, I just stayed on the ground. It would be my turn, my guys are just laying down, they wouldn't even stand up again, and he just started to get really pissed at me because I wasn't playing the game. I'm like, dude, if I stand up, you're just gonna literally kill them. While they're on the ground, you can't hit them anymore. Just score your touchdown. Leave them alone.
You could kick them, but you're not going
to
get
any credit. If he wants to risk
credit.
A penalty, I'm like, I'm not going to stand my guys up just so you can kill them again.
Exactly.
Once you score, I get to roll. I might get some more people on the pitch, but It wasn't worth it. But yeah, he got really mad. Some people.
I want to hurt you.
I'm like, dude, I'm legitimately doing the correct thing right now. I'm yeah. not just, no. I'm not trying to be a dick.
Yeah, but you weren't doing the correct thing for him.
Right.
Yeah. It's a, place your army in front of mine and turn their backs.
Yeah. Please? Well, I mean, it's possible he legitimately thought that I was being a sore loser and just refusing to play anymore, but I wasn't. I just didn't want to get my guys killed.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it was illegal. Like, if they died, they're dead next game. You know, it's not like, oh, you got casualty points, good for you, they're back. I'm down a guy, and I can't afford to buy more players.
Zappity.
Crumble.
What?
Did you tweet that we're podcasting? You son of a bitch.
No, we have no Zappity. That's why.
But we're over an hour today, so it's all right.
I mean, it's been pretty long. We
had a lot to talk about, apparently.
Yeah.
Lots of things happened.
Plus, we're also kind of later at night, too. I didn't want to have, like, a two-hour podcast again.
No. I have Saints Row waiting for me at home.
Yeah.
I had to meet a puppy. It was very important.
It was very important.
Yeah, five people have requested shirts. How exciting.
He's a tiny little Shiba Inu. I don't know how well you guys know that breed of dog.
Everybody knows Shiba Inus because they're popular right now because of all the weeaboos.
I have no idea what that is.
I don't know what that is actually either.
A weeaboo is a white person who wished they were in Japan.
With
all the, you know.
And Shiba Inus are Japanese dogs, so I guess that's true.
Yeah. No,
I guarantee the owner also loves anime.
Jordan does, but that's not why he likes Shiba Inu. Okay. Actually, a friend of ours had a Shiba Inu.
Sure. No, so he loves anime and he's got a Shiba Inu. Weeaboo.
Jordan wanted for another reason that we don't want to talk about.
It's a puppy.
So,
it is a puppy.
Since we're not doing
Shiba Inu, he's actually 4 years old.
Do we have anything to talk about Travis about? We haven't really talked about Travis too much today. I feel kind of bad.
I think Travis misunderstood. I answered. He sent me a question. He's like, how much of your convergence have you painted? And I said, I've completely painted 3 servitors, and then I put a base coat on my battle box. That's not a lot of painting. Like, no. Somebody's like, hey, great job, buddy. Like, I think he thought maybe that's everything I had.
He's always
painted.
A very positive in his text.
He's
a good
job.
He's a good job, buddy.
It's not a great job, Travis. It's in person
that he really trashes people.
It is hilarious how, like, he seems so grumpy in person.
In person.
Like, on chat, he's just the happiest man, and in person.
On forums, too. Yeah. Like, he's really pleasant on the forums.
Sometimes.
Yeah, he has his moments, but, like, compared to in person, he's really pleasant on the forums.
He's always really happy whenever I see him.
Everyone's always happy to see you, Katie. That's different.
Stone-faced, I think, is part of it. Like, he's just very, you know, monotone.
He's
and
got a smile going on.
It's all the crab fishing.
That's
that
you,
he does
Katie.
In the off season.
Yeah.
Everyone smiles when you're around.
I had a roommate who did crab fishing in the off season.
Maybe we just don't have boobs.
He did that for a couple years. He would, during the summer.
Let's not go that
far. Yeah,
I was going to say, if anybody wants to know what Travis looks like, if you watch The Deadliest Catch, Travis looks like one of the captains on there.
You won't tell which one.
The captain of the Seabrook, Junior. Yeah.
Or
he looks just like Junior.
Just read Nathan's dream journal and he'll describe him. Great
that's
detail.
True.
Yeah,
that's
well,
true.
I just used terms like dreamy and Adonis.
Much like Butt Stallion.
Yes.
Yeah, adorable I heard some Adrian news Adonis. About you guys at bowling.
Basically, it's Fabio in a War Machine t-shirt.
That's Travis.
Yeah. Pre-goose. Before the goose hit him in the face.
I always forget that he has a kid, so whenever he posts a picture of him and his kid on Facebook, I'm always like, who is that?
And then you realize it's Travis.
Who is that creepy guy with that kid?
With the kid,
with the
right?
Kid. Well,
you just thought Travis stole a baby or something.
Yeah. Well, and
look what I found.
The best part is, like, Travis has, like, dark hair, and the kid's a blonde. Like, he's a blonde little kid.
He's a toe-headed little kid.
They don't look anything alike.
So what you're saying, I'm not going to say it.
My hair used to be bright red.
Is the mailman blonde?
Well, Nathan's kind of blondish.
Mm. Nathan is kind of blondish.
Is he going to call him Uncle Nathan?
Travis already does.
That's for a different
reason. That's different. I thought he called you Daddy.
Yeah, that went weird.
That went weird real quick.
Didn't really expect that to happen. I never know what to expect to happen, but it wasn't that.
I feel like Lance, it always goes to a dark place.
Yeah,
so.
Lance, edit that out.
Edit that out.
No, edit that in. More of it.
And this is a teaser. Some part of us, of our group here, may possibly end up at TempleCon next year.
Yes.
I am fascinated by the way that people might go to TempleCon.
Yes.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah. How can you not be excited about the possibility of a train ride?
I know Meneth John's doing it. I don't know if I will or not. It seems like a neat idea, but I don't know.
Meneth John's definitely going.
He's definitely
he bought his thing.
The one thing that's really, because he talked about just like, you know, riding like coach or first class or whatever, and you basically just have like benches or whatever, and there's
a
lot of
chair. It's comfy, yeah.
Right, it's comfy at all, but keep in mind that train ride's going to be a day.
Yeah, I know.
You're
it's
leaving.
Long.
It's literally like a 20-hour
yeah.
train
yeah,
ride.
Yeah, but when like we've gotten to the airport, we've gotten to the airport to go to Delaware where his parents live, and you spend a day sitting in the airport, and then you spend several hours sitting in a plane.
Right. No, but I was going to say it's not. I'm not saying that. I'm going the other route, which is that usually those trains have.
Sleeping rooms
that are like a hotel room where you get a whole car and you can get like a 3 or 4 bed sleeping room for a couple $100s.
Yeah.
And so for like $50 per person to get one of those, that might not be a bad way to do it.
Yeah. Or, just the idea of being able to play games in like, because they have tables set up too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, you'd be able to play games on the way to TembleCon.
You could play trains on a train.
You could play trains on a train.
You'd have to leave on Tuesday instead of Wednesday. So you'd have to use up more vacation time. It's a longer trip. Because it goes to D.C. then up.
Yeah.
So it extends the trip.
But the price
you have to consider it to be part of the vacation, not the route. That's the point.
And I'm not traveling by train, so it'd be kind of neat. And that's what
I swear that 10 hours into it, you're gonna be like, I'm done with this.
I'm gonna, give me a taxi.
And that's why having the sleeping room, it
would be amazing. Yeah.
Time machines work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's still too far to get exact details, but we're looking at some TempleCon options. We may, maybe train, maybe driving, maybe helicopter. We don't know.
Planes, trains, or automobiles.
I wasn't really interested until somebody brought up the train option.
Yeah, I know. Casey doesn't even want to go to TempleCon, but he's like, if you guys are going on a train, I want to go.
I like trains.
Train and car are the best for carrying like armies because now you don't have to checking things.
I'm sad trains aren't still more viable in America.
Here's the thing, though.
And I'm sad that the one from the Twin Cities to Madison to Milwaukee to Chicago to Springfield died.
Yeah, never happened.
That's because it wasn't sustainable. Like the government wouldn't have to pay for people to be on the train. Like
It would have to subsidize,
heavily subsidize it.
It would.
They do airport.
Population
but it's
density.
So close together. Yeah. Like
that's the problem. Is population?
Well, it's not
density.
Just population density too. Like Americans are just used to taking their own car places that are that close.
Well, no,
you just
have to
over
get
in
rid
Europe.
Of.
It's common, but
to be fair, Europe is the size of like Wisconsin.
Well, that's true too.
Like not Europe, but any country. Like the entire friggin' continent. The whole the continent is. Not very different in size from the continental 48 states.
I'm aware.
Like, it's... So, a lot of, my European friends or whatever, they don't get why Americans are so car-dependent, and it's because we're fucking huge.
Yeah, there's a long
way gigantic.
To go. Yeah.
And we have things like the Midwest, where you have to drive north from top of Illinois to bottom of Illinois, and there's not a goddamn thing there between you and War Machine Weekend.
Yeah. Driving 6 hours will take you to 3 different countries over in Europe.
Driving
6 hours from here, we might get to northern Wisconsin.
Or even flip side, in town, I can't get to a store from my house without a car.
Nope.
Like, malls aren't, you don't live near this stuff. America isn't built that way. You have, your living area, and then 20 miles away is where you shop, and then 20 miles from there is where school is.
There's some cities that are set up, Boston set up for...
Yeah, but that was, an original colonized city.
I'm aware, but, I'm just saying,
further
west
you
cities
get,
like that.
The more Seattle's it was, this is my...
Seattle's like that to some extent,
I mean, some of the bigger cities have decent public transport, but even then, Madison is a relatively small town with relatively decent public transport, and if you want to go someplace by bus, you're devoting an hour and a half to something that would be a 15-minute drive.
Well, they did decide to build the city around multiple lakes, which was not the best idea.
Well, it was a good idea when you needed water.
Right.
It was a great idea at the time.
It's a terrible idea now. How dare they have come up with an idea that long ago?
But back to this TempleCon thing. Here's the deal, though. February is my birthday month, and so...
The birthday month?
It's a month.
The whole month?
It's a whole month.
Yeah, Katie's birthday is a whole month.
Yeah, so you can spend...
And a birthday isn't even in... Well, at least it's a shame that your birthday is the smallest month.
That's
why you gotta make the most of it.
We're gonna spend most of the month at TempleCon on a train.
That's true.
So I'm just saying there would have to be birthday shenanigans.
Well, of course.
Well, on a train.
I'm pretty sure we're on the train on your birthday. Actually.
No. Do you know when my birthday is?
Here's a game. That's all. Write down a number. Who's closest? Jeremy better be the closest. And by closest, I mean accurate.
I'm going to go with the 11th.
Okay.
13th.
And Easter.
you can't cheat.
Andy, you can't look it up either, damn it.
I can tell you right now that Jeremy is not winning this game.
What?
Damn it! That's honestly 16th? All that matters.
16th?
I went with the 13th because I was born on the 13th.
It's not the 14th because the 14th is Valentine's.
That's Jordan's birthday.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 10th.
So you know Jordan's birthday, but not your
wife's. Valentine's Day. I know when Valentine's Day is, as it turns out. It's been the same day my whole life.
God, what kind of man do you think he is? Someone who doesn't know his wife's birthday?
Shut up.
Here's the thing. Last time we played this game, he named every single other day of the month.
Except her birthday. Ninth?
No.
Eighth?
No.
Seventh?
No.
You're going the wrong direction. Six? Pull up! Pull up!
Am I going the wrong way?
Yes. That's why you were losing the
17th?
Game.
17th?
No.
18th?
No.
19th?
Yes.
Got it.
Got it in 47.
Hey, I guessed it in about 15. That's
50-50. Jeez. That's not even 50-50. It's a 28-day month, Tarno.
I might have gotten it in 14. I don't remember.
Oh, wow. That hurts.
Wow.
This is why I have it on my calendar at work.
Hopefully a reminder ahead of time.
This like is why
week.
I have to have the
yeah,
month.
Yeah, I have a week long.
Because apparently it can just be any day. We're not sure.
It changes. That's the birthday's due.
Yeah, that's why it confused me, because it's all month anyway.
I will say, we didn't, you know, before BK, we didn't have to celebrate birthdays.
That's true.
I kind of missed that a little bit.
Well, now we end up celebrating everybody's, because Katie just finds out that somebody has a birthday and she demands that we celebrate.
Well, no, it's so exhausting.
It started with Marshall because it was his birthday, and all he did was get a Mountain Dew and cake.
Yeah.
He got a Mountain Dew cake. That's amazing.
That's a great
Our
birthday.
Our girl brought him a cake. She was a cake. He's like, yeah. Wow. And he ate it, and he was happy.
Yeah, he was
I
happy.
I had pie for my
you
birthday.
You got pie. Awesome.
Yeah.
Homemade pies.
My birthday is coming up. So, just let you know.
I got scotch.
You got scotch.
I think we just missed Jim's
Wait,
birthday.
What?
Jim is very secretive. I think we just passed Jim's birthday.
We did pass Jim's birthday.
That's probably why he started talking to me again.
Yeah.
It was his birthday present
to
himself?
He went quiet for a month.
He did go stealth.
He flew below the radar.
Well, he said he doesn't do our hobbies, so, you know, it's easy to forget about him.
You had your birthday at Pegasus, and he had his birthday at a house party.
Yeah. That is true.
Well, we should not have it at Pegasus anymore so I can get alcohol.
Okay,
that's
fine.
Next year.
Yeah.
Well, this year. Raylene's got a cool trick now because now ever since it happened where alcohol... I mean, alcohol has
We are not
been
celebrating birthdays next year.
No,
we
no,
can
no.
Do birthdays.
Like,
that's it.
I got a refillable icy container at the Walgreens on State Street and I have a margarita machine. So Raylene's going to bring a lot of icies to Pegasus to make it through when I'm there.
That's how she can survive it.
Yeah. And this container is like a half-gallon jug.
She can do what I do and just bring the bottle of vodka
in
the middle of the table.
Yeah,
Katie drank so much that day in front of the children.
I didn't.
I did.
Katie drank a lot.
Katie and Jim drank quite a bit.
We're running pretty close here. We should probably...
Okay.
What? We were talking about...
Oh, you can talk about alcohol.
No, recommendations.
I recommend alcohol.
Booze. No, my recommendation is that you use your goddamn turn signals.
Were you in Illinois recently?
No, it's everywhere. It's a freaking epidemic. And every time, like, oh, if only they could have indicated what direction they were turning. It's just, it's fucking
People
annoying.
People use their turn signals when they're not changing lanes all the time.
Well, like, you'll just, I'll be behind you and you start slowing down. And you're slowing down. I'm like, why is this asshole slowing down? And then you turn. I'm like, oh, thanks for not telling me, you fucker. You know?
I love when they're almost done with the turn and they blink it on real fast.
They start turning. There we go. It's like, by the way, I just turned. It's not what. You do it before you turn, not afterwards as a memo. So dumb. Or like, I had a guy, he merged off the highway in front of me, and in his right turn signal, I was like, oh, good, he signaled to merge off the highway. Good for you. And then we drove, and he's got a signal on, I'm like, is he turning again? Nope. And then he, with his right turn signal on, got in the left turn lane.
Yep.
I've done that.
And then waited to turn, and then turned left.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bye, Mr. Right Turn Signal Man. Just use your signal, man. There's a lever right there. Like, I literally can't not. Like, if I'm going to turn, my hand's just like, signal. And like, if I've tried purposely not signaling before, and it hurts
you would
physically.
Get, they would kill you in
it's
Illinois.
It's so Pavlovian.
They can sense the weakness when you use your turn
it's
signal
not weakness,
in Illinois.
It's common goddamn courtesy.
No, because
and
if
everything
you put
about
on
Illinois
turn,
can go fuck itself. It's
if
the
you
worst
put on
state.
Your turn signal, then they drive faster, so you can't get in.
That's true. They
do
in Illinois.
Assholes.
In Illinois, they
I
do
saw
that.
A t-shirt that literally just had a black silhouette of Illinois, and it just said, the worst state. I'm like, I agree with that. There's nothing good about Illinois.
Someplace where he sells those shirts and just has different silhouettes every state.
I'm sure it
no,
does.
No, it's just Illinois. It's a warehouse full of Illinois. And then, like, they've got one side warehouse with, like, Oklahoma, and they just sell those to Texans. And that's it. So Illinois is awful.
I'm from Illinois.
That's true. And you're not in there anymore. You know why? Because Illinois is awful. That's why, like, every single three-day weekend, all those fibs come up here to use our, like, wakes and parks and stuff because they're just fleeing that hellhole. It's like Mordor.
Kind of is.
But, but Mordor at least has, like, terrain.
They have hills.
Hey, we can see that car coming from 10 miles away.
I know I've shared this before. I don't think I've said the podcast, but it's a trivia that I like, so I share it a lot. So some set of you have already heard this, but most in the last 100 years, if you were either governor of Illinois or on trial for murder, you were more likely to go to prison if you were the governor of Illinois. That is a true fact. Higher prison percentage, governor of Illinois, versus people on trial. Not people who've committed murder or people... like, just, you're fucking on trial already.
So, hey, I think last time you brought this up, I made the same comment. Obama's from Illinois originally.
I will say nothing.
Anyway, my recommendation is The League.
Of course it is.
The last season just hit Netflix, and their new season is coming up. I love it.
Yeah, it has John LaJoy in it, and I like him.
Taco came in some money in the current season of The League.
He did come in some money. It was pretty nice.
I'm a little behind in The League. I haven't seen that one.
Anyway, it's a great show. It's really funny. It is terrible. Like it's not as terrible as it's always been in Philadelphia, where the people just make you feel like you need to go do charity work just for watching them.
But it's that style of a thing.
But it's the style of
it's
a thing.
Show about bad people.
It's a show about bad people. But they're not, I mean, they're just bad to each other. They're not actually bad people. A
couple of them are pretty bad
Some
people.
Some of them are pretty actually bad people.
Some aren't as competent. There's different levels of bad.
It's true.
Anyway, that's my recommendation.
Okay, my recommendation, and Nathan may have already recommended this previously, but I really had fun yesterday, 2 days ago, whatever, playing Puzzle Strike.
Yeah.
It's a really fun little game. It's a quick game. It probably takes, like, I don't know, 30-40 minutes to play, like, a four-player game. And it's just fun and silly and goofy. I think that if you played it a bunch, that there's probably some depth to it. I don't know how much depth there is, but it's definitely a fun, silly little game.
That second game took 10 minutes.
That second game was insane. I had three gems in my gem stack. I left, I came back, and I had 9 gems in my... 10. Because my auntie had put me at 10, which is death. And no one had even attacked me with a crash. The standard way of hurting people. I'm dead now, and I haven't had a turn, and nobody attacked me.
Yeah. Yes. And you'd also lost all your money.
And I'd lost all my money. That was an interesting game.
Katie and me had good back-to-back turns.
Yes.
Yeah, you did.
And then everyone was dead but me, and I was like, ha-ha, suck it.
No, I like Puzzle Strike. I don't know, because when we started playing, I asked if Katie had played many deck building games, and the answer was yes, and she hasn't liked any of them.
Except High Command.
And that had been my experience with deck building games as well. It's a genre I want to like, and they keep failing me, and I love Puzzle Strike. It's my favorite deck building game.
Yeah. It was fun.
High Command's fun, too, though. I need to play more of it to see where it goes. But it's not – you don't build your deck during High Command.
It's different.
I don't call it a deck building game.
Well, you do, because you buy the things into your deck. Like,
yeah, I guess so, but you don't have the pile in the middle.
Yes, it's not shared bank deck building, which is a different type of game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be interesting if they had, like, a mercenary, like, middle deck.
Actually a really cool feature.
Because it's almost like an LCG with its own, like mechanic. It's the StarCraft tech mechanic is what it really
kind
is.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, so that's my recommendation. Puzzle Strike. Good times. I assume you said we were playing an expansion. I know the original game had some pretty bad balance issues.
Yeah, yeah.
But with the expansion, apparently a lot of that's ironed out. Yep. So.
And the expansion came with the ones we used were the playmats and the screens were ones that I printed and made myself. It doesn't come with playmats or screens. The expansion includes those.
Cool.
Yep. I guess I'll go right into my recommendation. Mine is to play Blood Bowl. You should.
You did that before.
I know.
He has.
Yeah. I might have actually mentioned the video game Blood Bowl.
Yeah.
Either one. Play it.
The video game is just the board game. There's no difference to it.
And in fact, if you've never played Blood Bowl, go read the rule book if you're going to get the video game version, because the video game version is exactly what it plays exactly the same. And if you understand what the rules are for Blood Bowl before you play the video game, you'll be much better off.
I love people.
It doesn't make sense.
When people play the video game, they complain because they don't understand it. Or they're like, it's too much like a board game. Well, that's the whole point. It's like the new Space Hulk game that came out for the PC. It's just like the board game exactly. It's an exact part of the game. People are like, well, I don't get this turn-based. They're like, this game's too much like the board game. That was the point of the... It exists to be the board game copy.
To be a board game in digital format.
Yeah. Some people were upset about that.
Some people are dumb.
Yeah.
Like I said, I want to try to get something going for us
for play some games.
I would, in all honesty, I would be more likely to do a Blood Bowl PC league versus it would be easier, and I think more people would be down for it, and we could play with people across the world.
True.
If we did that versus versus a live you one could here do in a Madison. Crippled.
You also don't need your pants when you're doing that?
I never wear pants when playing Blood Bowl.
Jeremy makes me put
I play
on
my
pants.
Halfling team, which I call Bilbo's Ball Handlers.
And there's the Blood and the newest Chaos Edition of the Blood Bowl game has like every single practice. And it has it's all the teams now.
Yeah. And I think it's probably, on sale too for like seven.
Does it even
on
have
Steam.
Like the
yeah, it's all
the weird one with like the three different why am I blanking on that? That has like Skaven and Goblins
the
and
the Underworld? I think yeah, it has the Underworld.
Even has Underworld and the Frogs.
No Swan. They GW doesn't really consider them official teams.
Right, that makes sense. One thing I do like about Blood Bowl, just throw out there, is I do enjoy that it admits it's not balanced. I like that there are good teams, and shitty teams, and they're upfront about this. Like
and shitty
teams. If you play as halflings, you're going to lose 90% of your games because halflings suck. But you're going to, whatever, you're running around, you got halflings, you got some tree people, and the one game out of 10 you win, you feel like the biggest man on campus.
It's only bad if you don't know that going into the team.
Yes.
That's where it's a problem. Where it's like, oh, why am I not balanced?
And so it is also a fun thing. Like, if you're going to, I own two teams. I have Skaven, who are really, really good. They're one of the really good teams. And I have Nurgle, who are considered a weaker team. They're not awful, but they're below average. They're subpar.
They're
nice to have both.
There are teams that they say that you need a little bit more experience to play, like Dark Elves, the stunty teams, Halflings and Goblins. You know, those teams you need a little bit more experience for. But, yeah, I'll have a board with some teams with me at War Machine Weekend if anybody wants to play a game.
I'll bring my Skavens. They fit in my pocket. It's literally like all my Blood Bowl stuff fits in one of like the they are literally in one of the plastic things that Warjacks come in.
Nice.
Dice and everything.
I am going to recommend that everyone go watch Breaking Bad.
Yes. You should. I was going to wait till it's over.
I know.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I just can't get it in my brain. That was kind of a cheesy one. But I'm also, for board games, I think Pandemic. I enjoyed that. We played that a couple times yesterday. That was kind of fun.
Yeah.
The expansion.
We've beat it, what, three times now?
Yeah.
Four times now?
We've beat it every time. But, like, the last
three of the four games, we were close.
And another expansion came out today, ironically enough.
Oh, really?
I was at Pegasus looking at it.
Hmm.
It has a way to play the game solo player, and it has like a lab where you're actually in a lab, like combining like cubes to do various things. So one player could be in a laboratory doing these weird things, where everyone else is running around the map.
I like the game. We had a conversation about the Bioterrorist. I don't know that I'd ever play with the Bioterrorist. It's so hard to win already.
Well, the game's pure co-op.
Yeah,
the Bioterrorist is everyone versus one guy,
and it's not even like Battlestar where it's like hidden one of you secretly. It's just like nope. I take somebody else goes, I go. Somebody goes, I go. Somebody goes, I go. And the whole time, I'm just screwing you over.
Yeah, and like what I equated it to, anybody who played the old the Lord of the Rings cooperative game, not the new LCG one, but the Reiner Knizia one, the Sauron expansion. Anyone who's played that knows that it's the worst thing ever. It's that same kind of thing, probably because you take a game that's already hard, and then you make the AI, instead of screwing you over semi randomly, you give somebody complete control to fuck you in the most perfect way possible.
And that game was ridiculously hard, by the way.
It's just going to... Yeah. What, the original Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, I used to play that.
Well, it depends where you start. It could be whatever. But the point is the Sauron Edition. I don't know if you ever played the Sauron Edition.
I did not.
Instead of the die, just a guy picks what happens. It was just awful.
I just pick I every time.
Yeah, it was unwinnable.
The Pandemic expansion also it does add ability to have teams. So you can still play co-op, but it's two versus two, so one team would win over the other team. So that may be
something interesting.
That might be a fun
that
way
I
to
might
play
try.
It. I still like the pure co-op, but maybe
I like that about Fortune and Glory though. Like
I like Fortune. I love Fortune and Glory co-op. Two teams versus each other versus the automated villain.
Except for when we just got slaughtered by the Nazis because we weren't paying attention.
Well, that was the team's fault.
That was our fault.
Both teams got too greedy.
Yep.
And no one was dealing with
the Nazis. No, our team was doing fine, and you guys wouldn't make any sacrifices.
That is true.
Not true. That
we
is
were,
not
we
what
We were
happened.
Making the hard choices.
You guys were like, here, you guys go take on the Nazis while we quietly win.
You were getting ahead of us, so it's
you
your
were
responsibility.
In the lead.
We were 1 point ahead.
You were in the lead.
We were 1 point ahead.
And you and Newbie were like, no, that's really your job.
And we're like, well,
you do that.
Well, we're losing, so we're not going to do it. So,
I remember the last time I played, I was an Asian woman who was supposed to be really nimble, and then she couldn't tie her shoes.
You did fail every agility check with her ever.
Yeah, like, I tried to enter town, and she just walked. She was like Inspector Clouseau.
Well, it's like the first time we played Firefly, the game just hated you. Games just occasionally hate you.
It hated Brian the exact same way. The first time we played Firefly, I got the Reavers two cards in a row. Got it, shuffled, it. And then the second game I ever played, that exact thing happened to Andy.
Yep.
Reaver, shuffle, Reaver. And
I had Reavers up my ass the entire game.
Well, you got Reaver, shuffle, Reaver, and then the next turn you got Reavered again.
Yep.
Me, it was Reaver, then, shuffle, Reaver, nothing, Alliance Cruiser in one travel. I was Reaver, Alliance Cruiser.
I didn't have that. Well, I got hit with Reavers twice, and then I ended up finally getting to my destination, and then somebody brought Reavers to me.
They did bring Reavers. That was me. Reavers on.
So I had Wash and I had Jane. I just got them on my ship, and yep, they died to Reavers.
Yep, the Reavers ate them.
Yeah.
You lost a lot of things.
I lost Reavers. A lot of crew. I was doing fine. But yeah, do not show up on my ship.
You should have had hillbillies in space. That's what I had. I just had a ship full of banjos.
Yeah, that would have worked better. But man, I was just flying around in my ship all by myself with like one random
all
orc.
By myself. I must have been all by myself. I must have been.
I don't know what the next line is. I don't know where it goes.
No one does.
We're stuck in a loop.
We have to go deeper.
No, that's what. I'm not even going to go there.
Karaokeception.
Oh, God.
Wow.
All right, we should just cut it now.
So yes, just make this end.
We should go karaoke.
Yes, karaoke time.
No.
No.
Yes.
No. It must have been.
There's not enough booze in the world to make me sing karaoke.
Yeah, I have this thing called self-awareness.
We could all sing Don't Stop Believing, videotape it, and send it to Keith.
Ooh,
yes! Ooh, that also, I would do.
I would do that. I will never karaoke, but I would do that.
Yes, I would do
enough
that.
Alcohol might get rid of my self-awareness to do that.
Yes.
But normally I have the amount of alcohol to get rid of my self-awareness involves...
Keith, you should be aware that at War Machine Weekend there may be a video of that.
Or... live performance.
Yes!
Because I do not need to get drunk to lose my self-awareness to sing in public.
Katie loves to embarrass herself in public.
I am by default obviously embarrassing
to
myself.
She married you, so
yes,
well, she
yes.
proves it every day.
I'm so excited.
I'll say stupid shit. I'm okay. That happens, but I can't dance. I second, I'm like, oh shit, what am I doing?
No,
oh,
dancing, no, that's different. That's a whole other level.
I once danced, and some guy's like, you have to stop. You're killing it. You're killing me. I'm like, okay.
I've occasionally been drunk enough to karaoke. Story. I've never been drunk enough to dance.
I had a black guy tell me that once.
He's like, you have to, I mean, sir, you can't.
I karaoke sober, I dance drunk.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it requires.
Oh, Cookie Monster, Can't Stop Believing.
I got, to get drunk enough to sing karaoke, I almost got killed by a red wine. This is my town, boy.
Back to train.
I love that they rhyme boy with Detroit. Like, he's from Detroit? Really?
Speaking of Detroit, the new RoboCop trailer doesn't make me want to hate it too much, more than
you already
life
do.
Itself. Yeah, Why does he even have just an open hand without a glove on?
I saw the trailer and I said, you know what? I like that movie.
Some people say the thing is, some people, and I know Nate Newby said this on your Facebook, is like the hand kind of makes sense because then he can shoot with that hand because it's more nimble. Except in the trailer, they show him get the gun out of his left thigh. And his right hand is still human.
Yeah.
Of all my complaints of the trailer, I don't care about that.
It looks. The initial shots, all the screenshots,
he
and
wants
everything
to jerk off with his
before.
Regular hand. He has like four parts.
He's got
of
a robot penis.
He has a robot
now.
Dick. So he
I
needs
don't think
the...
he, I think no. They kept the no. He has a regular dick. That was a very important plot of the trailer.
Yeah,
great.
For the one I saw. Maybe I've been watching a different trailer.
Seriously? You saw the trailer for RoboCock.
Oh, that may be true.
Yeah. I jumped in here in the middle.
So did RoboCock.
He's from Springfield.
And we're out.
Here's a little funny conversation that we had right before we started the intro. It was entertaining enough that I figured I'd save it for the bonus.
Every week for the next few weeks, the show I watch ends. It's depressing.
They have a show coming on Fox called Sleepy Hollow that looks decent.
There is a show coming on Fox called Sleepy Hollow.
There is. That's we're in agreement on that.
No, it doesn't look decent.
What? I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
It looks intriguing, but I don't know how what the premise is going to be to keep it going. I get he traveled through time and he hunted the guy without the head.
Sure.
But then what does he do week two?
Right.
I don't know. I'm guessing it'll be kind of like Once Upon a Time.
Minus power today?
Maybe. Okay. But then, see, the thing with those shows is you should be watching Supernatural and you should be not watching any of those other shows.
Right.
Because Supernatural is too scary for it my
is
husband.
So, then you should... That is pretty sad, but then you should watch Grimm, because Grimm is kind of like if you're a child and it's Supernatural is too scary, you watch Grimm. And then if your brain have brain damage and you watch Once Upon a Time.
You could watch Lost Girls. Lost Girl. That's like Supernatural, except they're all lesbians and sexy.
Is Lost
one
Girl?
Episode of that. That's not, I, and I, it was...
Bad.
Were they making out with each other?
Not yet.
Oh, well,
but
then
was,
you missed the good parts.
It was...
Is Lost Girl
It
anything?
Was a show.
It's a show. Yeah, it's not any good.
It's good. The acting is horrendous.
It's terrible.
Is anything related to New Girl?
No.
New Girl is amazing.
I like the part where they acted like they were making out. That was really good acting.
Yeah. That was the only non-acting part.
I am excited New Girl comes back on the 17th. I'm very excited for that.
New Girl.
They're in Mexico. It looked funny.
Her and Nick are dating.
Hey, I'm not doing any sound this time.
No, you were.
Yeah, you were.
I can't not twitch. Here, I'll stick my hands in my butt.
Okay.
I'll still twitch.
No, we'll still twitch. We'll stick our hand in each other's butts.
All right.
Everybody, butt circle.
No.
I feel uncomfortable with how close this podcast has become.
Well,
somebody needs to do an intro.
All right, who wants to do the intro this week?
Episode 38.
I need to get
Katie do an intro.
If you're gonna bring a bottle of vodka, you have to split it with everyone.
No.
Okay.
Katie, intro.
It's touching though.
It's not vodka.
Episode 38, Katie. Katie, 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 intro.